from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, February 21st. Coming up, a conversation with State Senator Paul Faraci. The Champaign Democrat has completed his first month in office after the death of his predecessor and friend, Scott Bennett. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Students at Parkland College will pay more for their classes starting this summer. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
The increase translates to $6.25 per credit hour. That means an average full-time student will pay an extra $187 a semester. Parkland President Pam Lau says this is the first tuition hike for the community college in 4 years, because one-time cash infusions like federal pandemic relief are over.
So because of that, the board decided to go back to its tradition of actually doing small incremental increases.
The additional revenue will cover routine expenses like faculty and staff salaries and parking lot improvements, including replacing old lighting. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Urbana Park District is commemorating Black History Month with an I Have a Dream quilt. Illinois Student Newsroom's Noor Longhi has that story.
The quilt is made up of 234 Paper Squares community members submitted over the last 2 months. Each 5x5-inch square is intended to capture its creator's dream for the future through collages, writing, or art. Park District staff say most of the submissions came from children. Some squares were drawings of doctors helping patients, while others expressed a dream of equality. Stacy Shipman of Urbana says walking past the quilt always brightens her day.
There's hope for the future, that there's kids that are still out there that still want to do good things in life and help the environment and grow up to be, you know, things that can help people.
There's a transcript of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech next to the quilt. The quilt will be on display at the Phillips Recreation Center throughout February. From the Illinois Student Newsroom, I'm Noor Longhi.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team topped Minnesota last night in Champaign, 78-69. Sophomore R.J. Melendez picked up his first career double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds. After the game, he said it was a nice pick-me-up after he missed a shot Saturday against Indiana that would have sent that game into overtime.
It was really great, actually, just knowing that my first career double-double and having these guys having my back every single day and trusting on me. It just gives me the confidence to keep going out and playing hard.
Grad student Matthew Meyer led Illinois with 22 points. Freshman Jaden Epps added 17. The Illini improved to 18-9 overall and 9-7 in the Big Ten. They'll face Northwestern at home Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Still to come, we talk with State Senator Paul Faraci. His reaction to the governor's State of the State address and much more coming up next on 217 Today.
The esteemed Dr. Max Lieberman and Detective Inspector Oscar Reinhardt return for a third season of Diabolical Mysteries in Vienna Blood. In these new episodes, the duo investigate cases centered around a luxury fashion house, the Chinese antiquities trade, and the budding world of Austrian cinema. They crack cases with Max's extraordinary understanding of human behavior and Oscar's practical experience. Learn how to watch this and other mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Paul Faraci has completed his first month as a state senator. The Champaign Democrat was appointed by Democratic Party leadership in Champaign and Vermilion counties to replace his friend Scott Bennett, who died suddenly in December at the age of 45. Faraci says he's enjoyed the job despite the circumstances leading to his appointment, and he wants to work with area legislators on both sides of the aisle on priorities important to East Central Illinois. I spoke with Faraci on Friday and asked for his thoughts on Governor J.B. Pritzker's State of the State and budget address delivered last week.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a freshman and never having had the opportunity to be on the floor, what an amazing energy there is. The two chambers together, the House and the Senate, working together and listening to the governor, was awe-inspiring. It's a good start, I think, for the governor. I think there are some areas that I want to focus on that we may need some assistance with that may be not quite where we want them to be. But I think, like I said, I think it's a good start, and the experience was certainly remarkable.
You mentioned some areas that that you may want to work a little bit more on. What are some of those areas? Maybe what are some things that you thought were missing from what the governor had to say earlier in the week?
Not as much missing. I think he did. I think there was a holistic sort of across the board had great ideas. But I'll tell you that the thing that that I've been thrust into a little bit more because of Senator Bennett, you know, the idea of fulfilling his legacy is very important. And the areas that I know he was passionate about are things that I want to continue work on. So the developmentally disabled group that the governor touched on, again, good start, but we need to find a lot more resources to help this group, both with the disabled group, the developmentally disabled group, as well as the marginalized communities. And the governor definitely touched on that, and I think he's got some good plans as a starting point. But I'd like to see additional funding, especially for the developmentally disabled and the marginalized communities.
One area where you've spent a lot of your career is with economic development. Certainly Illinois has had some challenges in that area for the last, a couple of decades, it seems, and there are lots of reasons for that. But moving forward, what do you think some things are that the state can do to, you know, reverse some of the issues that there have been with population loss and with certain companies deciding to relocate elsewhere?
I've always said that workforce development is economic development. And so we need resources to improve our workforce development. We need to educate those and across discipline. You know, what I'm hearing in our district, in my district, in the 52nd, education, teachers, we need more resources for teachers. We need more resources for healthcare. We need more resources for labor and the trades. And truck drivers, assistance for improving and having access for CDLs. Those are all areas that we struggle and have this workforce shortage. And we've got to resolve the workforce issues before we can really dig into economic development. But you're right, economic development is probably one of my most important. Focuses and areas that we need assistance with, but we've got to work on this workforce development, and we've got to get the students into the classrooms educated so they can have access to post-secondary opportunities, and that's gonna drive economic development.
You got your committee assignments a couple of weeks ago, I believe. Vice chair of the Labor Committee, if I recall correctly, also serving on the Higher Education Committee. I'm curious maybe to get a little bit behind the curtain. How does that process work for a freshman senator? How do you get those committee assignments?
Well, I think fortunately for me, so to step back a little bit, you got to understand they didn't know I was going to be in this role any more than I did, a month and a half ago. And so the fact that when I accepted and was appointed, and I gave them my priorities, I really didn't know what the process was. I told them what I wanted. I told them my background. They were very aware of it. And I feel like I was very well accommodated. Higher ed, obviously, with the University of Illinois, Dan DeLary Community College, and Parkland, critical areas for me, labor, ag, and I'm also on health and human services. So the fact that I was provided those opportunities, I couldn't have asked for a better landing point in those areas. And those were the ones I requested. Those were the ones they gave. And so the stars aligned, I think.
We've talked some about the unfortunate circumstances of you being appointed to this office. And unfortunately, when something like that comes about, there's also infighting to a certain degree. You mentioned earlier about trying to work with Representative Ammons on getting some things accomplished in the district. There was certainly some chatter that people around her at least saying that she deserved the Senate seat because of the service that she put into the General Assembly. I'm just wondering if you had a chance to talk with Representative Ammons at all about the situation and just how you would characterize your relationship with her at this point.
So fortunately for me, I've known Representative Ammons for years, and I think I've worked well, although not in this capacity, with her office. They've always been opening and open and willing to assist, and I fully appreciate that. She and I sat on the floor of the House during the governor's speech. We had a good dialogue. We both agreed that we were going to work together to help the people of the district, and felt very comfortable having that conversation. So, I've heard there are those things, but based on the relationship and the conversations that I've had with her, I don't feel that. I don't sense that. I believe that we're both going to do our best to work for the benefit of the people we serve and in a professional manner. I don't have any concerns about that.
That's Democratic State Senator Paul Faraci of Champaign talking about his first month in office. Faraci says he plans to run for re-election in 2024. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly sunny and a bit cooler today with a high of 45 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes and Nor Longy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.